going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, it is the Greg Hill Show. Greg, Courtney, and Wiggy are departing, and you get a Ken and Curtis, a rare KNC on a Monday. Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Hey, Ken. How was the hike?
Hike was good. Loved Middlesex Fells. Little trip up there. Sunday, the weather broke. Everything is good in the world.
Oh, it was beautiful yesterday. Gorgeous.
It was perfect. What's odd, though, the truth in advertising for Greg, he said 9:15. He even teased it earlier in the morning, 9:15. And then they're out the door at 9. What's up with that?
8:58, if we're going to be.
Yeah, well. The Gresh line. Now, can I just get on Shine real quick?
Sure.
To start the program.
Oh, boy.
Good rejoin from Rush. But Friday, I just marvel at it. I'm not saying it's the worst take in the world. There's definitely merit to it. Friday, he wanted to trade Rafael Devers.
Right.
He went 4-for-4 Saturday. He won the game single-handedly for them Sunday. The fadeability of Shine's takes is something to marvel in, just something to bask in.
Yeah, it is. Is that why you
sell
have him
high,
here,
baby?
So you feel better about your takes?
Yes, exactly. I would like to start there. Don't you find it notable, though, that Rafi had a great weekend, despite all the drama, silenced the drama?
Yeah.
I might start Red Sox for a minute.
If since his, 0-for-24 start, he's hitting like .360. So he's been hitting. I mean, it doesn't excuse what he said post-game Thursday, but clearly, the owner of the team sat down with him and said, cut the crap, you know, let's get this back on track. We're paying you ungodly amounts of money for the next 10 years. Just, you know, do your job.
And John Henry may have saved the season with that private jet out to the heartland.
I hope he did fly private. That's bad for the environment.
I know.
But, yeah, I listen, that was a sneaky big Saturday-Sunday win. Those were big wins Saturday-Sunday for the Red Sox. Heading to Detroit, two games over. They have a massive homestand after this series. They're home like 2 weeks.
Braves, Mets. Big series with Detroit, which starts tonight. Shime, have you changed your tune? Do you not want to trade Rafael Devers now? Are you coming over to his side of things?
No, he's still an entitled brat. Like, it's just, you're paid all this money. You are supposed to be a team player. You're supposed to be in search of a World Series. And instead, you're like, nope, not for me. I'm good. I just want to do things my way. It's my way or the highway.
Well, not really. He did change. Curtis brought this up earlier. He changed in response to you guys played that Kevin Millar rant. He changed once. He didn't do it his way.
Yeah,
he was
the
third baseman.
Feet.
He pouted for a little while, but yeah, he came around.
I mean, I don't. Baseball players are their own animal entirely. Like, I just find Kevin Millar, a guy that used his place as a role player on the 04 Red Sox as a means to create this massive media career by stepping out of line and being his own cowboy up, don't let us win today, being vocal all the time. Like, it's kind of disingenuous for him to be attacking a guy for doing things his way. That was my only point.
Well, and the other point is Rafael Devers is probably going to be a bad first baseman. Would we agree with that? He'll probably be awful there.
So what?
Well, I wish would come back from Bermuda. God, yes, their first base, he's the best option at first base, without a doubt.
Well, he's not. They could go sign Anthony Rizzo, who's on the market right now, but they
why
don't
do
want to pay him $15 million
on the market?
Because he wants more money.
Right.
He was offered the veteran minimum by four teams. He turned it down. He said, I'm not playing for that.
So it's between $1 million and $15 million?
Right.
You want
so
the guy who hit 228 last year?
Yes, I do. He's a leader. He was a fan favorite. He's a
what about Doug 15-year Mankiewicz?
First baseman.
He's probably cheap.
So you're making an excuse for their ownership for not having a plan is what you're doing. I mean, nobody wanted to hear it, but actually he's got a good point.
I think that
go out and sign a legit first baseman or trade for one. That's what they should do.
They got a legit third baseman and he peed his pants.
Who did?
Devers.
Bregman? Oh.
Yeah, what are they going to trade for that legit first baseman, though? Trade Rafael Devers, then. Like, if you want a first baseman so bad, trade your ass.
He just won you a series in Kansas City yesterday.
Okay.
You want to trade your best player by far. It's just...
They're not going to trade Devers.
I am coming around on Devers. He's hitting well, and that's all that matters. Leave him there. Go get a first baseman.
Anyway, I love...
I don't like to talk baseball.
I mean, God. But
that's a big weekend.
It was a great weekend. I just don't think they're going to trade Rafael Devers, and I don't think Anthony Rizzo is going to come here for $10 million and save first base.
So what's going to happen? I mean, they need to find something.
They're going to move Devers to first eventually. They just have to massage it.
How long does that take?
I don't know. It depends. Deep tissue. It's like going to the Bermuda Triangle with Wiggy.
Wiggy would like that.
So my question or my feelings on the Celtics... I was almost more pissed watching them on Saturday about games one and two than I was before game three. Because you watch those games, it was the same script, dominant start. They're playing great. People have been saying Tatum was great. He was fine. I mean, he wasn't. Tara Sullivan in the Globe wrote that, like, basically it was like Larry Bird and Jordan put together. Our expectations have been diminished a bit, but. They're so much better than the Knicks. It is not. And whatever the line is it 5.5 tonight, Shime?
6.5 now.
Freaking pound the Celtics. I would take the Celtics again 12 points or more if you can tease it, however the hell you do it.
Yeah, but don't you have a couple of like lingering worries? One is.
But if it's close, they're going to lose. They're not going to win by 5 points. They're either going to win by 20 or lose by 2.
Right. But couldn't you see at the start Porzingis is out for the game or Jaylen Brown's knee is. Acting up and he's not the same, and then it's just
Pritchard is just the secret ingredient for them. Not so secret, but like the second you need an infusion of energy and points, he gets on the floor and it's an entirely different game. No matter how whatever corner Jaylen Brown dribbles into or Porzingis gets doubled or has got the bubble guts, he chucks it back out. Porzingis hits anywhere past half court. I mean, he is a far more talented Paxton and Kerr. He is. He's just a guy that is instant offense.
Mostly. He was not good in the first couple of games of the series either.
Right.
But
I'm saying
he is,
outside of Tatum and Brown, I mean, he is the biggest mismatch you have against the Knicks.
So Tatum was 8 for 20. What do you have? 22 points plus 23, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Pretty good game.
He wasn't great. I mean, that's,
it
I don't know.
Great as a stretch. I mean, he was good. He was back
to being
good.
He was not a problem.
He was 5 for 9 from 3. What did he start? 4 for 4 or something like that?
Right.
That was all they needed to get off to that lead, and this time they held on. Let me ask you this. It may be the question for the audience. What is your remaining Celtics worry? What's your biggest fear of the Celtics right now, either in the series or the rest of the way? Would it be, I mean, injuries, I guess, always would come up first. But so if they're going to lose, if they lose this series somehow, what would happen?
Mazzulla would be gone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Missoula blows it, like poor coaching?
Oh, what do you? I thought you meant like what would happen after the season.
No. I mean, just like what would cause them to lose this series now?
Tatum gets in his own head and is unable to fix things, and the Celtics aren't able to shoot themselves out of it. I mean, we all think after game three, I mean, I believe they win tonight. I think they win easily. But if the Celtics lose tonight, we forget immediately about game three, and you have to win three straight to avoid.
You're in Cleveland spot.
This would be a bigger upset than the Heat beating the Celtics in the conference finals.
I know you said this.
And the other one is the first consecutive losses in the playoffs since that Miami series, 2+ years ago.
No, it would be stunning. And I think they will win it. It's just I want proof now, because you've lost two where you've blown these big leads. And like you said, you don't feel safe, even Saturday. There was no comfort until it was like all the reserves were in with 2 minutes to go. Well,
and now it's like in the Patriots 06 when they lost to the Colts after going up 21-3 in the AFC title game at the RCA Dome. They had Rex Grossman waiting for them in the Super Bowl. Now you're the Celtics. You win three more games. And you have the Pacers before you get back to the NBA
it's
Finals.
It's back to last year again.
Can we get that Cleveland guy that called in every week?
The mayor of Cleveland who calls us
Curtis
on Saturday.
Said that they were unbeatable.
Let's do
God,
that.
God, do they suck.
Well, we're live on Twitch, and we're brought to you by Springer's Jewelers there. At Springer's Jewelers, they don't just sell diamonds. They teach you how to buy them with the best prices in New England. You'll also save money because they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Go see Greg's friends at Springer's Jewelers if you're in the market for a diamond. Springersjewelers.com. Shyam, quickly before we trend here, and I assume you're handling the Courtney duties in her absence.
Yeah, I got it.
What's your biggest fear? Celtics lose tonight. How does it happen?
It's because they shoot less than 30% from three. It's that simple. And as people hate it, Mego hated it when I talked about it with her on Saturday. But for the Celtics, it's all just a numbers game. If you shoot above 30% from three, 9 times out of 10, you're going to win the game. And especially against the Knicks, who aren't that good, you're going to win as long as you shoot 30% or better.
And who hits the most threes tonight, Pritch?
No, Derek White.
Yeah, Derek White was 3 for 6. I mean, he's been pretty steady. He's my favorite Celtic. He's been tough through the series. It is hard to see the Knicks winning it, but Curtis, you're right. If it's a close game, they're going to lose. That's the one thing. You worry about the close and late situations and Jalen Brunson outplaying your guys.
Yeah, Karl-Anthony Towns not being 100%. I just found that whole broadcast, that whole spectacle Saturday to be well below the mark. Like, the Knicks have more unearned arrogance than any team I have ever seen. Their fan base, the whole aura of that broadcast team, which was awful. Doris Burke sucked. Like, why can't people?
She's so pro Philly and pro New York.
And she's like, what makes her great? I love anybody that says she's good. I just want to know what makes her great. We can be perfectly honest. You rip Brady every week as a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. We all think Romo's getting pie-eyed at halftime. Like, it's okay. You can say a broadcaster isn't very good. I don't get the Doris Burke thing. I think Mike Breen and Doris Burke did a disservice to Game 3. I thought that whole thing, every time the Celtics missed a shot and the Knicks got a rebound, down 20, like, ooh, this is the chance. They're going to make a game of this.
No, they struggled. They struggled mightily. Now, Hill notes are coming up. Jackson was in earlier, did a pretty good job. Would you agree?
I agree. The only thing I would have done is both answers before saying what was right.
So will Jackson pull off Hill notes on a day when he's got to multitask?
I have faith, and I don't think he popped a tire.
All right, we'll play your Hill notes back. Presented by Coleman Electric after Chris Shine Trends. It is a quick Ken and Curtis as the Greg Hill Show is off to Bermuda, and they'll be back live with their show there tomorrow morning. But here now the news.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Celtics have Game 4 tonight in New York after taking Game 3 on Saturday. 115-93, Sam Hauser, the sole guy on the injury report. He's listed as questionable. Tip-off for this game is at 7:30 tonight. We had two other playoff games in the NBA last night. The Thunder tie up their series with the Nuggets, and the Pacers beat the Cavs to take a 3-1 series lead. NBA lottery, draft lottery is tonight at 7. The Utah Jazz, Washington Wizards, and Charlotte Hornets each have the highest chance of getting the number one overall pick, being probably Cooper Flagg at 14%. The Red Sox beat the Royals 3-1, taking that series. Rafi Devers and Willy Abreu both homered in this one, while Lucas Giolito struck out 5 over his 6 2/3 innings. The guys are in Detroit now to take on the Tigers today. First pitch at 6:40 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Lou Merlone joins Will Fleming on the call. Shaw's and Star Market perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcand at 5:40 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And in the NHL yesterday, Dallas leads Winnipeg 2-1 in their series, and Florida tied it up against the Toronto Maple Leafs with a win last night. That series now tied at 2 games apiece. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using Big Bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shime. 57 degrees, sunny skies, gorgeous day in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny in the 70s.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.